Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
It's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style. Today, I have a question from Marie, and she said, I'm starting a new position at work where I'll need to follow a more formal dress code. The men will almost always wear a blazer, sometimes a full suit. The problem is, I'm a sweaty Betty. Regardless of temperature or activity level, even disregarding the sweat marks, blazers and dresses that are dry clean only aren't sustainable for me. I wish I could wear tailored jackets. I just need clothes that I can wash often. How can I dress for business dress code using washable clothes? So there's a few things I would think about. The first one is definitely get yourself some underarm sweat shields, sweat pads. You can find them online. It's probably going to make a big difference to your feeling of comfort, and also to just even having sweat stains coming through if you tend to sweat a lot. Another thing could be to consider is that one of the original, the original reasons they developed Botox was actually to reduce sweating underarms. You can actually go and get Botox under your arms if you want to, and that will actually help to reduce sweating if you are just a natural person who perspires a lot. So that could be something you might want to consider. See if it works for you and it makes you feel more comfortable. Then thinking about the fabrics you are wearing. So particularly if you want washable, we want natural fibres because they also don't tend to hold the smell of sweat in the way that synthetics really can. So you might find that cotton shirts are a great option for you, or you know, things that have a reasonably high, they may still be a synthetic mix with a natural fibre, but, you know, something like bamboo, like a bamboo viscose with a little bit of elastane, something like that could actually work for you without holding any smell in. If something's 100% polyester, generally it will hold the smell in and it can often make you feel much hotter. Then I would be looking for things, you know, so fabrics that you can wash easily. So natural fibres are generally all things that you can pop in the washing machine pretty easily. And these days you could, you know, like there's cotton, you could have cotton shirts, you could have silk blouses. Now silk actually is very wash and wear. You can pop it in the washing machine on a gentle cycle. It's actually, you don't need to dry clean it. And if you are going for any sort of jacket, 100% wool is what you want. And this is actually because wool has antibacterial properties. So it is less likely to develop a smell in the way that anything that has synthetic may do. So then, apart from those natural fibers and things like that, it's how do I look professional when I'm not going to be wearing those layers? So this is where I would bring in the collar. So a collared shirt of some sort always looks more professional than a shirt with no collar. So if you're not wearing those layers, the jackets and things like that, then bring in the collar in a shirt. So that always looks professional. You think about with the man, you know, if he takes off his jacket, he's wearing a collared shirt. So that at least is putting you on a level similar-ish to the men in your office. So think about adding a collar to any outfit. So that would be the main thing I would think about as far as, you know, bringing things in. But you could also think about dresses such as wrap dresses that can look quite stylish and formal, but have them made, make sure they're made out of something with a bit of a natural fiber so that you can easily throw them in the washing machine. Otherwise, things that have a bit of a wool content can actually help to be that antibacterial if you are going down the jacket route. But if you're wearing sweat pads and things like that, you should find, particularly if you are wearing a jacket, that it should actually, you know, keep that away from your jacket so you don't need to be dry cleaning all the time. Really, we over dry clean things like wool suiting. It should actually only be dry cleaned about once every 17 wears, according to some research I've done. So, you know, you don't have to dry clean these things all the time, particularly if it is wool, natural fiber, has antibacterial properties. But what you want to do is actually air it out between each wearing. And this is why you might have seen those old fashioned kind of like they're a suit stand. You don't want to put it straight back into your wardrobe. You want to air it out so that it can air out overnight and, you know, lose any smell that it may have. But if you've got the sweat pads on under your armpits as well, that is going to help to keep it cleaner as well. So That would be a couple of little tips to help you, Marie, with the issue of sweating in a formal business environment. So think about collared shirts with a nice pair of dress pants, you know, wool if you're going to go for a blazer or a jacket, so make it pure wool. There's so many things out there these days that are all synthetics, so it can be a little bit harder to find something in a pure wool, but it is something you should be able to find. And then things like, so cotton and silk and bamboo are all good fabrics that can be washed very easily in the washing machine. Thank you so much for watching. And I just wanted to remind you that I've only got a few days left of my new masterclass, 5 Things You Should Stop Doing Instantly to Improve Your Style. My next live masterclass is on Monday, and then replays will only be available till next Thursday. And then it's gone. So if you are interested, please head over to the blog and register. You'll get emails with the links to it. And I would love to have you on this new free masterclass and to share with you some more tips on how to improve your style just by doing a few simple things. I look forward to chatting with you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.